Significant changes are on the way for Alaska's community jails. That was the message Department of Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams brought to Haines this week. He says state budget cuts are dovetailing with a crime reform bill to instigate a shift away from imprisonment and toward prevention. Williams is taking the unusual step of visiting all 15 remote Alaska communities that are part of DOC's community jails program. Haines is one of them.
And if there's one good thing about this fiscal sort of crisis we're in is that it puts things back on the table and challenges us to do things in different ways.
Williams says he knows his face-to-face visits make some worry that there are more budget cuts coming to community jails. Haines lost about $170,000 in FY16 and now receives about $200,000 to support the local police department and the 6-bed jail it oversees. But Williams says budget cuts are not the main point of this trip.
So I guess my message is this, is pretty simple. You know, let's talk about how your community jails are operating. Let's see if there's something else we can do in addition to what's going on. Is there something that helps your community? Yet it helps me too.
Williams says the incentive for his trip is Senate Bill 91. The criminal justice reform bill was enacted by the legislature earlier this year. It's already diminished penalties for some nonviolent crimes. Williams says one of the major goals is to reduce the state's prison population.
A big part of growth in the prison system in Alaska, like many other states, has been on the front end or pretrial. People awaiting trial that have not been found guilty.
A lot of pretrial inmates are locked up in community jails. The 15 jails are spread from Unalaska to Craig. In some cases, the facilities allow people accused of crimes to be held locally as they wait for their court date, instead of getting transferred to a correction facility in Juneau or Anchorage. SB 91 requires DOC to set up a pretrial services program with the goal of filling fewer prison beds with people who've been charged but not convicted.
The hard beds are a commodity, and we should be putting people in there that really do scare us.
Lowering the number of people held behind bars would theoretically weaken the demand for community jails.
If, in fact, this bill works the way it's supposed to work, less people are going to be coming to community jails, period, right? Which makes them less necessary on one hand. But conversely, if I try to shift some of the efforts locally, then the community jails and the local police departments take on a more important role, a more significant role, and I want to advance that.
Williams gives a couple of examples of services that could shift to local law enforcement. One is electronic monitoring. Instead of locking up a defendant before their court date, a pretrial program could monitor them so they can continue going to work and following their normal routine. Another is probation. Right now, Haines residents on felony probation are supervised out of Juneau. Williams wants to re-examine that.
Senate Bill 91 is going to change the structure of things. And so this effort for me early on is to have us start discussing that sooner rather than later.
Visiting the towns where community jails are located has been enlightening, Williams says. Conversations with police chiefs and municipal leaders have been great, but in some cases, he's seen startling things. For example, some people are spending way too long, up to 40 or 50 days, in community jails.
There's also a case where someone in a community has someone sitting in Anchorage jail for literally like public urination or something, and the guy's been in the Anchorage jail for a $250 bail bond that he can't pay, and he's been sitting in my Anchorage jail for several months. So I'm running down information on that case. So when you hear stories like that, you're going like, for heaven's sakes, we're missing it. You realize that there are some things you weren't aware of.
Williams hopes these visits, in conjunction with SB 91, will change the picture of imprisonment in Alaska. He says community jails could become an even more useful resource by funneling effort into prevention over punishment. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.